Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 to 7. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Na me pese enuanom ti se achade a onyame ede ahye mu mu be kenya no e wo mra me de nsa egumusuo.
For God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Esa nsa onyame wa ma yesunsum e yesuro.
The spirit of cowardice, but the spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible is not telling us that Christians do not have fear.
Na Bible no enka se Christofo ye nisuro.
Fear is such a practical thing. Everybody has got a fear or the other.
Esuro ya de a eya dada brabo mu ansem obi ani ade osuro.
But the Bible says that it isn't God who gives us a spirit of fear.
Na Bible ma yeti ase se esuro sunsun no nyame na de maye.
It came from somewhere else.
Efi ba bi na ba aye.
God has given us a spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of a sound mind. So power is a spirit, love is a spirit, sound mind is a spirit. These are the three main areas that we overcome fear in the Lord. So I want you to understand that God has not put a cowardly spirit in us.
Anything but some tea says so nyami and first rosun sum and say yemu.
Paul actually saw that Timothy was in fear.
Now Paul who said Timothy no was strong.
How come Timothy was afraid?
Now didn't you know Timothy always strong?
If you go back to the Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, you understand the fear of Timothy.
Because
Timothy was circumcised at a time that he was of age. He was very old.
And there
was a reason why Timothy was circumcised, because Paul wanted to take him along on his missionary trips.
And because
of the fear for the Jews, Paul said that in fact, because they know that you are half caste, half Jew, half Greek, you have to be circumcised so that you accompany me. So Timothy suffered that agony at a later time in his life just because of this work of God.
Na Timothy wonya sabrei wo bra na wo mokoyo nyame adwuma sa na jufo na omokɔ mo ho no sɛ wo yɔ bia wo nyɛ ju ni mapa ne ntwa twɛti a yɛ nyi wuntum na sɛ wo nyame adwuma nti Paul ma yɛ twa ne twɛti a wo bra na yɛ panini.
So Timothy was all along wondering, what kind of work is this that I have to suffer this pain?
And it's not Timothy bisase na adwuma ban kra na mi kɔ mo a ɛma me titi wo brema sa na mawɛmu.
To make matters worse, the kind of fair trip that he was going along with Paul is still in Acts chapter 16. He witnessed his father in the Lord being beaten to pulp, beaten and treated like nothing.
And
he was thrown into the Philippi jail. So Timothy was entering the ministry at a time that he saw a lot of So Timothy was naturally afraid that even the gift of God in his life, he would not even use it.
ẹnu tí náà Timothy sọ sẹ ẹ mpọ nyàmí àkyẹ́dẹ́ ọ̀dẹ́ àmà nọ àǹṣẹ́ ọ̀wọ́ ntumi ifá nyẹ́ ẹ̀dwuma.
Because he was afraid to come out in the ministry.
Ẹ sàn sẹ náà sọ sẹ ọbẹ gyina akukuduro so ẹdí ayé ọ̀nyàmí ẹ̀dwuma.
He was afraid to go all out for the Lord.
Na ọsọ sọ ọdẹ nìhu nyinaa bẹ yẹ ọ̀nyàmí ẹ̀dwuma.
So Paul says that I am putting you in remembrance.
Na Paul kàkye sẹ mi ma wà ká ẹsẹ asẹ mi.
That don't leave that gift that you received when I laid hands upon you, don't leave it dormant.
Ana ọkacha ni sẹ mẹ mi di mi nsẹ gu usu na chade na awunya yẹ no mẹ mẹ ngu họ kwa.
Because God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Esan sẹ wọn nyame ama yẹ susum e yẹ suro susum.
But he has given us a spirit of power, love and sound mind.
Ẹ ma wọn ama yẹ susum e yẹ tumi ọdọ ni adwumuda họ.
There are people who are afraid because you see the way that things started in their lives, it kind of limits them and they do not feel like giving themselves totally to the things that God wants them to give themselves to. But I came this morning to tell us that God says that he has not given you the spirit of fear.
Na ebinom ọhọ a ọmọ abúlé agbáhyásé no ní ẹ mọ ọmọ fẹmu na ọmọ esuro bi aba ọmọ na esu anapẹ wọn nyamisi yẹ mẹka nkyẹn wosẹ wọn a mọ nsusum eye suro sunsun.
Matthew 15:13 says that anything which my heavenly father has not planted shall be rooted up.
Amen. Na wọ́n kàn Matthew asẹ̀mpa náà ọ̀ sẹ́ adìbí biara àmẹ́jà no ẹnuya no yẹ bẹ tutu no.
So whatever thing that you have seen which was not planted there by God, because the devil is fond of doing that, knowing how far you are going with something, knowing what God, what plans God has got for you, he plants a certain seed, especially in the early, just so that it will limit your progression in the things that God wants you to do. But I came to tell us that whether it came by doctrine, as was the case in the book of Matthew chapter 15, because sometimes you can hear certain teachings that put fear into you. Yeah. But the Bible says that whatever thing that my heavenly father has not planted is going to be rooted up. It does not matter whether that thing has been with you all along and you have grown with it. The Bible says that once it was not planted by God, it is not a permanent thing in your life.
Na onyame ama ye ti ase se ade bi biara agya na nua no ebetutu na bi obunsam nim se wa wie ye ne eye sronko ene ti wa bra gba hyase no be ma wa hu nio ma bi e be ma bo usro ama na mo bi e wo se wutu na ni onyame da so mu na be mu na emem na nyame se yan kan tira wo se ade biara eye sro se wo mofa se na wo hu ye se wa gya nom na kire wo se asem bi obi kan na wo te ye se onyame asem bi fa bi obi kan na wo te na ma wa sro dia se
there are various types of fear that limit our progression in the things that God wants us to
do.
You see, because sometimes you can have fear without knowing that you are actually functioning in abnormality and that there is an underlying fear that is determining your progress.
Merci. Ebi wo ho numa wo wo sa abrabo na wo bon obi akọ nanimi wo wo fa nchan. Esan se suro bi awu wo nti wo da wadwen yo se wo nam. Na esan se suro ni ti wo hu se wachia.
It is just like you are sick and you don't know that you are sick until you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you that there is really something wrong with your heart, with your kidney. But until then, you were functioning. You felt that you were okay.
Na ti se bi obi yare na won ko doctor ma doctor nso ehun ade poten ye no e bi a na sikra kosro se won di chofia ayi ya fe ni sen yogurt ye ni ensu ko si se wo be ko hospital ma doctor ka tren se we sikra kosro no wo de sikra be di ni sa.
Because in our lives, one of the fears that we face is the fear of change.
Na de ba ko ye suro wa brabom ni ensisa.
We fear change. We fear something new.
Yes, so bibi aye fofro.
Anything new, you will not touch it. They say that the devil you know is better than the angel you don't
know.
So you do not make progression in your life because out of fear of change, fear of embracing a new thing, fear of charting a new cause, you just limit yourself. But God will deliver us from
Amen.
Our fears.
nesan suronti ade bi bi ara nka wo se ye ye mi abra boko kan ne suronti ye nye ne nso onyame be ye fi sa suronu.
Sometimes we have fear of success.
Na binu mo ha ye suro se ye be di niye ye be di ye.
We fear that we will do well in life.
Ye suro se ye be di ye.
We fear that we will be significant in life.
Ye suro se ye abra bo aye bo no onyame be sha ye pempem suro bi ma wo na mo bi abe hu.
We fear that we will be outstanding and excellent in life.
Ye suro se abra bo aye bo ye na ka ye jina hu obi abe hu se ye niye.
Because we look at all of those people and all of the kind of things that they are going through, and then we refuse to stir up that kind of excellent spirit God has put inside of you. Venture that thing that God wants you to venture, because you've seen your father, you've seen a model, you've seen somebody who has just been reduced to something, and so you have a fear of being outstanding in your life. But I came to tell us this morning that God says that He did not give you that fear.
Na ebu ohonu ma wo soro so obediye ebia na na busuemu ne maami ana ne papa ne nua bi wo yeye pa kwoduro ba bi na timohwe ase enu to no so wo so onye sika na osoro osoro so obediye ebia na wa wo busuemu obi antokaida we mi an wani awan toketo auto 4x4 ukro mukro wo soro se wo de beko esa se ye na obi di bi ko e wa nu ni fie onyame hu ye moba na sa soro nu esa se enfi onyame nti ya kan hye.
Yeah, because sometimes we have a certain fear. I call it the PhD fear.
Hey.
It's the fear of pulling him down. You are afraid that when you go, they will bring you down.
Preaching.
So you don't go. You don't make any effort at all in your life.
You are preaching. Now, if someone has a friend PhD, piano show form. And if someone has a slow, say, wabako kai wabrabom, wuko wiliani abria wako skui, our person or your manager was stressed and your manager and your PhD for not coming out from a nunti wanko.
There is a fear of commitment to God. That was Timothy's fear.
When Timothy is slow,
but God has not given us the spirit of fear. Some people also fear Satan, they fear witches, they fear harm.
Ebenu mo susu obron sam omo suru aben sam omo suru adibi abema o mabra bo enkoye ebe prawo mo.
They don't want to be harmed in life.
Omo pese bibi bi ara be ha o mo kra.
They love their skin too much.
Omo ni pedue omo doniye.
But 1 Peter 3:13 says that who will harm you if you are followers of that which is good.
Na okay kan wanyame asam na wose hwan na betumi akwatia wo se wodi ni a oyɛ okofu na chia.
Some people also fear disgrace.
Ebinu musu so so mani baguase.
And shame.
Any mguasi ho shame.
Whatever thing, anything can happen to them, but not they being ashamed.
Bibi biara betumi atom na so ade ade ani mguasi e beba de da bi.
I tell you that fear is limiting your life.
Na me ka cho se sadia no e ma wa bra bo enko kan.
And God wants to deliver you from the fear of disgrace.
Na wanya me pese o ji wu fi sa enim gwasie sunsumi mu.
David was not afraid of disgrace.
Na na David anya dia no suru so obedi disgrace.
The wife said that how come you a king, you are almost naked before your people.
Na oni e bi sa no se no hini mu a. Ana wanya me ni ma wo tuntum ni waja wada dejoy.
David says that I won't let disgrace limit me from moving on and doing the things that God wants me as a king to do.
And it was say me makwan e ma sanim gwase nya dia betwe me afini me pese me yema wonyame.
He told the wife that look, I'm going to make myself more vile.
Was ocha na yisa fe kwa na me be jo me hunyina.
You think I am afraid of failure?
Why do you say me sure say me
do kugwa? No, I'm going to do it and I'm going to fail.
Na ya dia me be ye na me do kugwa mpa.
I'm going to take that step that God wants me to take.
Me ba be tro na ma na wo nyame ase me se me.
And if I perish, I perish.
Na se me wo mi wu.
I do not mind. If God wants me to take the step, I am not afraid to be ashamed.
Enya dia me sure be kum ni ni fa so nyame se me tu sa na ma ni dia. Enye na me tu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to rid us of our fears.
Na wo nyame pese wo yi sa suro ni fie mu.
Some people also fear the unknown, the future.
Ebinu musu suro ni ada bi ebesi.
Some people fear destruction.
Ebinu musu suro se bibi oyɛ ni bibi ba twi na san.
They won't do it although God is telling them, because they are afraid that it will be destroyed in future.
Na omunya ade onyame ase omuso omu yesa so musuro se dabi dabi ebesi.
Some people live in the fear of somebody taking over their ministry.
Ebinu so suro se wonyame adwuma na omuye na omuye du pempenso bi obibe gi wo munsa.
And so they do things that you wonder where they are coming from.
Na omuye nyame bi a wonti omase wo hu ba bi omu fi ba.
I tell you, God has not given you the spirit of fear. Some people are afraid of starting something. They are afraid of risk.
They
are various types of fear, ladies and gentlemen. But God says that I did not give you that spirit. I want us to understand that when fear comes, there is a way we can twist it around for our good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to look at some of the results of fear and how we can twist it for our good. Because whatever fear is in your life, I want you to know from today that it is not a permanent thing. It is not a permanent feature of your life. Because the devil plants fear along family lines so that you see that this family, they are afraid of maybe a particular thing. They don't venture a particular thing. But it is not a permanent thing in your life. Don't accept it as a permanent thing. You shall overcome that fear.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And your children are also going to overcome that fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is important for us to understand that our fears, the fears that we have, is going to hinder the Lord from doing the things that He has to do. So you must determine in your life that whatever kind of fear there is in my life, that fear is not going to grow, because fear grows. As you grow up in life, it grows with you to the point that it becomes very strong. That is why you must overcome your fears, especially when you are young.
So
Paul tells Timothy that, Timothy, look, you are a young man. I do not want you to walk in this fear, because if you don't overcome it, it is going to grow stronger in you. And it's going to affect you. In fact, he traced the line of Timothy from his grandmother, Lois or so, his mother, Eunice, and then he came to say that that thing is in you. And so you must continue, because if you don't, the fear is going to grow stronger and is going to inhibit the good thing you must pass on even to your children.
Now, Timothy said, we are brand here. Me must ask you where we end you in ya. Now, me kaka wunana. Wunana ba dia oye. O mame ni ana oye. And it is our nyami sunu ebi womu. And it is me must ask you and see you kwan wani o nyami pasu wadu yemu.
Young man, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of life. Don't be afraid of the day. Because God is with you.
Amen.
Look at the book of Isaiah chapter 41.
Isaiah Tidubaku.
And then we will read at verse 10.
Chichemudu.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all those who are against you shall be ashamed and confounded.
Amen.
They shall be as nothing. And all those who strive with you shall perish.
Amen.
That is what God is saying to us. He says that you will look for them, you will seek them, and you will not find them, even those who contended with
you.
All those who warred against you, God says that they shall be as nothing. I want you to take it so that the fear is not going to be a permanent feature in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Because one of the results of fear is that fear creates flight. Flight, it makes you run away.
Flight. They say we too dear to say aeroplane.
Like when Jacob was running away from Esau, it was a negative kind of thing. He was afraid. And so he ran away from his brother Esau. And on the line, God met him and God corrected his whole life. Because, you see, if you run away because of fear, it is not going to help you in the end. We must run away because of a certain vision, something positive that God has set ahead of us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when somebody is running, either he is running towards something, motivated by something, a vision ahead of him, or he doesn't have a vision. He's just running away because he's afraid. That was Jacob running away because he was afraid, and God met him and God gave him a vision. A vision. And told him that I'll bring upon you the blessing of Abraham, and I will not leave you until I have fulfilled. God gave him a vision, because if you are running away from something because you fear something, it is not a good thing. You must run, you must take flight because of a vision, because of something positive, because of a positive energy, not because of a negative energy.
Na se obi tu amika wonnim sentro tu amika obi tu amika bi ehu bi na tata no anase eni so de wo bi ada na ne so no tu amika kwakoye eno ti se wo di amika wo bra ehu ti dia e mo ane dache na sana Jacob dia ne ye mra no di amika no onyame sira no osia no na osisa no no ka tire ni se ade a wodi mane ni opese onya Abraham nhira ni bi eno ti osisa no mane ni so ade wo di betu amika.
Some people are learning hard, not because they want to achieve anything, any vision ahead of them, because they fear failure.
Na ebinom osua de bebre adentra enyese bia wo yese bibi dananisu ya okwakwaje na emu masuro se wanko skua eya na obi de chire nu abaji na konya.
Yeah. Some people start things because of fear. It's not because of any faith thing God has told them, because they are afraid that your friends will laugh at them. In future, they have to do something. Your foundation is wrong. Because fear should not motivate anything you do. It should be something positive. Your positive energy and vision, it must move you more than something that is trying to push you away.
Se bibi na epia wo se ye bibi a engine se wonye ni suade ho bi na wo ya de ani e wati na ni a wo ye biara ye se suro bi se bi obi beka bibi da bi se me be senti me ye no afa wo nkosi awiye papa na mom se bibi da wani so me be se me ye sa de wai mo nya me kosora ma me so ko kan de a ani na na ya de papa.
Anything you do motivated more by fear is not founded on the rock. It's not founded on the solid rock of the word of God. And the winds will come.
And from above,
winds is talking about change. For things to stand the test of time, it should not be founded upon fear. It should be founded upon the word of God. So that it can stand even in the year, in 2000 years time. It can stand. You can be sure of this one thing because it is founded on a rock. God says that by all means change will come. The ages will change. The demand of our season is going to change. Yeah. Even this ministry time, the demand is going to change.
Yeah.
But you see, if it is founded on a rock and not founded on fear, then the peace of God will be with you even in the midst of the storm. That is why the Bible says that don't be afraid of anything and then pray. He didn't say that let fear motivate you to pray. Because if you are motivated to pray much in your life, not because of a vision, but because of a fear of some devils and some witches and maybe disgrace and your life not going well, if you found your prayer life on that thing, the peace of God will not garrison that thing. The winds will come and you will see that you have to fight. Because you founded the thing on your fear, not upon the word of God. You never sought God. You were never motivated by God. But the winds of change will come. I tell you, you can build it so high. You can build that life so high. You can build that ministry so high. If it is founded on fear and not on faith, the winds of change will come.
Now, the woman said, sa di bibi ara wo ye no di suro na ya na wo bua wetin e bia na wo nyo bia wo pempa ebo na nya de asi wani suso nya mempa sa mempa ebo abra abo eya sronkunti me sha si abompa ye na mom eya na wo so bi won fi ayare yare eba wo ma mi anko ye hu na bi na ebo ana sa wo hie bi ya tata wo eka bi wo tumi ntua ani ti wo jina anaju awia abompa ye wetin na se yade a wo pa ya wo bona yade a wo beso onyame kanya bibi wo mudia aye jina chidi esu ni onyame asam so dia ene ne wetu anam pesa sam frama bebo na frama ne bona se jina suo bi so dia na ebe hihim na sam frama ne bona se jina onyame asam ni jidi esu dia ene ne ebe jina.
Fear produces no foundation for any good thing.
Na osuo de anya de ma wo fapem papa biara ma wo si bibi si so.
It is no foundation.
Eni fapem biara.
So don't start your business based upon fear of poverty. Don't pray your prayers based upon fear. If you don't pray, maybe Ghana will corrupt and all that. That is a negative energy influencing our prayer. When it happens like that, I'm talking to you from Philippians 4, 6 to 8. When it happens like the peace of God cannot garrison that thing.
Yeah.
And so God says, change your mind. In verse 8, Philippians 4, he says that, think a particular way. Think a particular way. He gave us things that we should deliberately meditate upon. It's very important for us to build a strong foundation because the winds of change will come. The winds of prosperity will come. I mean, prosperous highs and lows are going to come. The floods, which stands for demonic reprisal, is going to test that thing. But if it is founded upon the word of God, you have peace in the midst of the storm. You have peace whether the thing prospers or the thing is coming down. You have peace because you know the fountain is right, based upon the solid rock of the word of God.
Na said ya wuye nyina nyina suro su dia ene ne ne aka ne se wogina wonyame fapem no so emframa ya sesa ne beba obrunsam ne na tata eye nsu anu ode ne beba na se wanyina gina wonyame gidie ne na asam no so dia ene ne ebegina na mom se ne awuye no ana ne awudie mika wo tata ne gina suro su dia wenum nyina abadia entumi ngina.
Satan, let fear go ahead of us just because fear opens doors for Satan's works.
Now but some said that to a shreddy kind and sana you to an amon be sense so a shreddy kind ya and my brother some coin to me by energy.
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8 to 9, the Bible tells us the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Was your brother some not to say jata wo bobo mu
So Philippians 1:28 says that in nothing terrified by your adversary. Because if you take in that fear and you nurse that fear, it is opening the door for the works of the devil to come. Fear precedes the work of the devil, and faith precedes the work of God. Hallelujah. If you want to see whether God's work, your breakthrough is coming, look at the condition of your heart. Yeah. Are you moving and living your life based upon faith, or it is based upon fear? Because fear will always go ahead of the devil's works. When he brings fear into your life, it is because he wants to destroy something. But God wants faith to come into our life so that we can move on. Hallelujah. And do the things that he wants to do.
So abunsa person say bibi o destroy na di kan ba yemu na so nyame person ye bibi o hwehwe say ye di gidi e be di kan esa se se suro ne ba na o di nyame gidi e gina e de no nyame benya kwa ye djuma ako etia sa esuro no e wa wa bra bom enu ti se o person wa bra bom to kokan dia me me suro enja o ma hunye bibi na mo gina gidi so na fa gina so ya de.
So the devil sends fear ahead. Fear announces Satan's works, always goes ahead of his physical works. And when you give in to the fear, he allows other spirits, he sends other spirits to pass through that door of fear. Like the spirit of laziness entering your life because you are afraid. The lazy man says that there is a lion outside, I am afraid. And so he uses the fear to justify his inaction. And he's not willing to move. Because fear will always go ahead, like a lion trying to catch its prey. It roars and puts the prey in fright. When it is afraid, they sense, because fear is a spirit, they sense that this animal is afraid, so they run after it and get it. But when you are not afraid, they will divert their course. Because there is a spirit of courage, there is a spirit of power, which God says that he has given to us to overcome the spirit of fear.
Se obunsa pese oye bibi wa ba boma obesha sie akam se faniso pese wadwuma se obesha sie ohia na wakuma etu iti wama kwan mo ohia watino ohia susuma se omuno na washa sie na di susuma se yade aba wodi wo saka bibi enye ye esa se wo bo mo ohia wakuma etu na se wo bo mo ohia usi chidie mu mi obi a midi ye a wontume ma na so fo se ye na obi o kwadufo won peso aye na de o si boy yesi jata bia pie ho no xane dem na so wa kukuduo wa jididi aye si boy jata bia pie hu pie ukuta wetuo AK-47 o si jata wo wari yesu di mu na mabajata uhu no unti nka bi.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.